Star Wars, Dark Forces, Soldier for the Empire. It is a time of rebellion. Across the galaxy, small bands of freedom fighters have come together to form an alliance to resist the tyranny of the Galactic Empire. On a thousand worlds, the struggle for freedom has begun, dividing star systems, dividing planets, sometimes dividing father and son. On a moon called Sullen, orbiting the planet Sullust, a man called Morgan Katarn feels himself torn apart as the specter of civil war looms across the galaxy. While his son Kyle is receiving his education at the Imperial Academy, Morgan has secretly joined the rebellion in hopes of leading his people toward a more prosperous future. But Morgan Katarn soon learns the bitter truth that the Emperor's minions tolerate no resistance.
Crawl, Jen, above you. Jen, crawl.
They're gone, Morgan.
Everybody fall back to the GTAP. The Imperials are all over this place. Fall back.
Morgan, what about you?
There's something I've got to do first. Candace, is that protocol droid of yours still functioning?
Affirmative, sir. You may call me AC.
Right. You're with me, AC. The rest of you get back to the caves.
But Morgan...
Go.
Fall back!
Oh, you can fall back.
Fall back!
Blaster cannon moving.
Let's go, let's go!
All right, AC, from everything they told me, you're wired for sound and video.
That is correct, sir. I am capable of storing over 1,000 hours of digital media, including holographic projection. But if I may say so, sir, this is hardly the time to begin a documentary.
It's the only time I've got. Start recording.
Recording on, sir.
This is Morgan Katarn, leader of the Rebels on Sullen, the only moon of Sullust. I don't have much time left, but with luck, this protocol droid will escape the battle and spread the images of this bloodbath to every planet in the galaxy. To make sure everyone knows our story, I'm recording exactly what happened. Nothing that happened this morning hinted at the disaster that's fallen on our heads. The worst thing I thought I'd have to deal with was a broken pump relay on my homestead.
Ouija? Hey, Ouija! There you are. Ouija, that pump relay on the South Ridge is acting up again. I'm going out to fix it. No, I can handle it. I need you to stay around the farmhouse. Plug yourself into that monitor. You're in charge till I get back.
Like I said, the morning started out quiet. Except that I ran into that blowhard Skork Jameson. That should have been my first sign of trouble.
Hydra's spin is stuck again. Get that darn thing fixed before I get to the South Ridge.
Hey, Katarn!
Oh, damn the fodder.
Katarn! Katarn!
Skork Jameson, how goes the campaign for sector leader in this corner of the rebellion?
Not so loud, Katarn. Last thing either one of us needs is more Imperial action on Sullen. Speaking of which, how's that son of yours? Still living the high life at the Imperial Military Academy? Learning to be a good little stormtrooper.
He's getting an education, Skork. That's all you have to know.
Yeah, so you say. But I don't like the idea that the son of one of our top leaders is an Imperial.
You're not gonna bring this up again. I got my son off this rock to make a better place for himself. And the only way greenies from the Outer Rim like us can move up is through the Academy. Besides, I've told you 1,000 times, my son has no knowledge of my ties to the Rebellion. And if he did, he wouldn't turn us in.
So you say,
now, if you'll excuse me, I've got work to do. Neither one of us knew that the Empire was working just as hard.
This is Star Destroyer Vengeance to all escort craft. We are entering high orbit.
I'll inform the captain. Should we inform Lord Jarek as well?
Negative. Sucking up to that blue-skinned, spit-and-polished Captain Thrawn's bad enough.
No kidding. You know, half the reason I signed up for the Imperial Navy is because I heard it was humans only. Now I end up serving under the only alien captain. Well, at least Thrawn looks human, except for the blue skin and those red eyes.
Hey, at least he has eyes. Have you ever gotten close to Lord Jarek? Just empty sockets covered by a band of black leather. Doesn't stop him, though. I hear he's one of the Emperor's dark Jedis, but he keeps it to himself. He's supposed to be blind, but they say he sees everything.
Except the galley, I'd say. Hey, does he ever eat? Looks like a walking skeleton, and he's always dressed in black.
You know, between him and Captain Thrawn, they're leaving us black and blue.
Gentlemen.
Captain Thrawn, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Gentlemen, idle chatter does not become officers in His Imperial Majesty's Navy. It is especially unbecoming when those officers leave the comm channel open.
Sorry, sir.
Report.
The Vengeance is in high orbit, Captain. All 50 turbo laser batteries are online. 3 of 5 TIE fighter squadrons are prepped, and both Gamma-class assault shuttles are on the deck. And, Captain, if I may say so, sir, I apologize for any unseemly comments you might have overheard. Now, I'm sure, in context...
Enough, Commander. Your xenocentric chauvinism is no concern of mine. I care about performance and results, and your record is exemplary. I do not care about your petty bigotry. Understood?
Understood, Captain.
Oh, but Commander, if I ever find out that your bigotry is affecting your performance, I'll have your carcass ejected with the next garbage load. Understood?
Understood, Captain.
Thrawn out.
That will teach officers to gossip up on the bridge. You handled that well, Captain Thrawn.
Thank you, Lord Jarek.
I was patronizing you, Captain.
Yes, sir.
You are a most interesting specimen, Captain Thrawn.
Sir?
A total lack of ego. Pure calculation. You are an excellent tactician. It's no wonder you've risen so quickly. I predict you'll go far in the Emperor's Navy.
Yes, sir.
Although, confidentially, I believe your talents are wasted on the Emperor. Were another on the throne, I think you might receive even greater rewards.
The Emperor is who he is.
But forever? Palpatine is not the only man in the galaxy who can command the Force.
But he is the only one who commands those who command it. For instance... He commands you, Lord Jarek.
Mind your place, you blue-skinned fool. With the Force, I could crush you where... Well done, Captain. Well done. It's not an easy task to make me lose my composure. You are indeed a formidable tactician.
Yes, sir.
I trust the probe has returned from the moon of Sullust.
Yes, sir. There was no sign of a security breach. Surprise will be complete. The rebels won't know what hit them.
The dropship is ready?
Yes, Lord Jarek. The rebel insignias have been fixed to the ship's hull.
Excellent. You may begin your attack on Sullen.
Yes, sir.
One more thing, Captain.
Sir?
I want Morgan Katarn. Alive.
I was on the south ridge of my farm when the first wave hit. At first, I thought it was just some dumb pilot, so blind he couldn't see the spaceport. But then I saw the way the ship was flying. Coming in low, accelerating all the way, like it was reaching attack velocity. The farm 2 kilometers from mine went up in a flash. I can't be sure, but I think there were children inside. At first, I thought it was pirates. The ship looked like a junk heap. But for a junk heap, it flew pretty well. I've never seen pirates shoot like those murderers. I managed to get out my electro binoculars. I recorded some of the action, and I've included it in the protocol droid's memory banks. I can't say it brings me much happiness, because the next thing I saw was a ship dust down in my front yard, and a squad of thugs pour out. They all wore rebel insignias, but check the tape. You'll see they aren't rebels. Every one of them was human, and every one of them carried the same state-of-the-art weapons. If wherever that well-equipped, this war will take a turn for the better, in my opinion. Anyway, they tore through the place, cut my droid Ouija in half, but they didn't blast it. They weren't just a wipeout team. They were searching for rebels. For me.
You bring bad news, Captain Thrawn.
Yes, Lord Jarek.
Continue.
The raid was successful. 11 homesteads were destroyed, and 15 colonists are confirmed dead. Mm. At least 32 witnesses saw our rebel-disguised ship. Mm. Unfortunately, the commandos were unable to find Morgan Katarn.
Was he warned?
There's no evidence to support that theory, sir. I suspect the target simply left the farm on some sort of errand.
Or felt the need to go elsewhere. He feels the Force, that one. But he lacks the courage to reach out and take what is his. What if I abuse the power, he thinks? What if I make a mistake? Fool. I can sense his presence from orbit.
If you say so, Lord Jarek.
Oh, I know the Force holds little interest for you, Captain Thrawn.
Sir?
You are a creature of the physical world. A doer of deeds. Well, Captain, I will provide your men with deeds to do. Listen closely.
Listen! I said listen! Listen, everyone! Quiet down! We've all heard what happened a few hours ago. The Imperial attack was cold-blooded murder, but we can't lose our heads!
So you say, but we've already lost our homes.
I say it's time to fight back!
Yes!
It's time to stand up and show other sectors in the Rebellion what we can do!
Let's do it!
Wait a minute! I know how you feel, Skork. I lost my farm, too. And I'm just as tired of the pressure, extortion, and attacks. That's why it's tempting to look for an opportunity to strike back.
Why not?
At what cost?
Blast the cost!
That's what I say!
You've heard the information that's come our way.
It must have.
I know. Imperials disguised as rebels are planning to attack the geothermal tap that our colony uses to produce power.
And once the G-tap is gone, we'll be forced to buy a fusion plant from the Empire and pay taxes into the Emperor's pocket! Are we gonna let that happen?
No!
Wait a minute! What if destroying the G-tap isn't the Empire's real objective? What if they're trying to lure us into a pitched battle? To eliminate the rebel infrastructure on Sullen.
What are you saying?
Guerrilla raids are one thing, but our forces aren't trained or equipped to fight Special Operations Commandos. If we lose, more than the G-tap. We lose Sullen herself. The argument went back and forth for 4 long hours, but finally Skorg Jameson's side won out. The rebels voted for war, and that's exactly what we got. They came at us with AT-ATs and assault ships. Just like before, they were disguised as rebels. But that's a lie. They're trained Imperials, and we didn't stand a chance. We lost 2 squads in the first 30 seconds of the fight, and we've been falling back ever since. Most of my unit is gone.
There's a rebel. Take him alive.
I'm almost out of time. I only hope this recording gets into the right hands. The rebellion must continue. Stop recording.
Recording stopped.
Set blasters on stun. You there, halt!
AC, get out of here. I'll hold him off.
Affirmative, sir.
Freeze, you rebel scum. Put your hands where I can see them.
Can you see this?
You'll pay for your defiance, rebel scum. Inform Lord Jarek we have the man he's after.
Citizen Katarn. How nice to see you. I am Lord Jarek.
How you doing?
I'm doing very well, Citizen Katarn. Very well indeed. You, on the other hand, are suffering from mild radiation sickness from a severe stun bolt. Not to mention 2 broken ribs, the result of a few kicks from my rather eager subordinates, and a significant amount of internal bleeding.
You got good eyes for a blind man.
I see quite well, Citizen Katarn. I see right into your heart, into your fear. And I know you feel the Force.
What?
Oh, you cannot hide it from me, Morgan Katarn. The awareness is within you. Small, as yet unpowerful, but the Force is with you.
For that alone, I should kill you. Instead, I give you a choice. So tell me, which would you prefer? A brief conversation? To the point? Or something long, slow, and very, very painful? How disappointing. I expected more from a rebel leader of your reputation. A snappy reply, a rebel slogan, perhaps even a heroic silence. I obviously overestimated you! Now be smart, Citizen Catan. Use your head. Tell me, who do you take orders from and where can I find them?
A Gamorrean princess delivers my orders every morning. She lives under my barn. You'd like it there.
Well, well, you are the hero after all. Very well. If you will not use your head, Catan, then I will... Thrawn! Come forward.
Yes, sir.
Many years ago, I had the somewhat dubious pleasure of passing through Sullen Spaceport. A plain, rather Spartan facility, as I recall. Has it changed?
No, sir.
Excellent. That being the case, I would like to add a little color to the lace.
Sir?
Install this head where all may see and take inspiration from it. In the meantime, I want the following message sent to Emperor Palpatine. Sullen has been pacified. Your obedient servant, Jarek.
I'll send the message immediately, sir.
The Elder Catan proved a waste of my time. But as I recall, he had a son. Now, what was the boy's name?
Kyle! Hey, Kyle!
Shh! Odom! I'm over here!
Kyle, it's bad enough you insisted on meeting me in the Academy library, but why are you hiding in the cooking section?
Because no one ever comes here. Have a seat.
All right, Kyle. What's this all about?
Well, I've got something I need to get off my chest, Odom. A couple of things, actually. And you're my roommate, the only guy I can really trust in the whole Academy.
I'm all ears.
Okay. As you know, we all just went through our senior missions as cadet leaders.
Yeah, and I hear you got great marks for yours.
But it didn't exactly go the way they say it did. Listen. I was getting ready for my first real command, the Omega mission. As you know, it's a senior cadet's first time leading real soldiers into real combat. It's also his last chance to show whether or not he's worth the thousands of credits the Empire poured into his training. I guess now I know the answer.
We are 3 minutes, repeat, 3 to dirt. Check life support, prepare for insertion.
Copy that. All Stormtrooper squad, systems check, top down. This is Cadet Leader Kyle Katarn, all green.
Sergeant Major Hong, all green. Your platoon is ready, Cadet Leader.
Affirmative, Sergeant Major.
Rankers chewing up your insides yet?
I beg your pardon?
Don't mean nothing by it, sir. Just you cadets coming out of the academy usually get so nervous it's like you got rankers in your ribcage.
The Sergeant Major was right, but those tough old Gundarks will step all over a rookie officer if you show fear, and I wasn't going to give him the satisfaction. Whatever I'm feeling's none of your business, Sergeant Major.
Yes, sir, Cadet Leader, sir. But trust me, kid, just stick to your academy training and we'll all come out of this just fine.
Thanks, Sergeant Major. Listen, is it true what they say? I mean, when they send seniors like me out on their first command assignments to see if we can handle it, are most of these missions walkovers?
Ain't no walkovers where the rebels are concerned, Cadet Leader. I don't care what they say on the holonews. Ask any grunt who's gone up against the rebs. They're always outgunned, but they still put up a fight. Only good rebels a dead one. And you're gonna get your chance at making plenty of dead ones.
Let's run down the mission one more time.
Yes, sir.
We touch down on an asteroid in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
No atmosphere. There's gravity, but it's low. The recon droids say there's a small rebel base buried in the asteroid's surface.
Right.
Intelligence thinks the rebels are trying to set up a relay station to transmit illegal broadcasts to the nearby systems. We're here to break in and wreck the place.
Knock and chuck, yes, sir.
Atmospheric decompression underway. 30 to dirt.
Copy that. All squads, 30 to dirt. Lock and load.
You load your blaster like a vet. You're gonna do all right, Cadet Leader Kyle Katarn.
We're down. Doors open. Go, Sergeant Major, go!
Sergeant Major Hong got the platoon out by the numbers. In seconds, we were standing on the surface of the most lifeless rock in space.
Some of the Empire's computer freaks could probably tell me why the Rebels had picked this asteroid, but I couldn't care. All I wanted was to get off that rock with my life and my command intact. Okay, Sergeant Major, we got 6 buildings on the surface, a comm dish and a landing pad. I marked the airlock gate to the underground part of the complex at 0.5 clicks.
Copy that, sir. 0.5 kilometer. Only one problem here, sir.
No Rebels. They should be pouring fire on us by now. So where are they? Send the scouts. Tell them to stay sharp. This place is too darn quiet.
Affirmative, sir. Smart move. Okay, Dobbs, Trang, Sutu. Take a look. Somebody built that comm dish. Find them.
The scouts went out on their bellies, low crawling across the dusty surface of the rock. Thanks to the low gravity, every speck of dust they kicked up hung in the air like a target.
Easy meat for any snipers around, if anyone's around.
No one was. I ordered the platoon to double-time it to the airlock doors.
Everything's ready, Cadet Leader. Charges are set.
Blow the airlock.
All right, boys. Let's knock on the door. Go, go, go!
Let's
everyone
go.
Move, come on, move it, move it!
There's no one here.
I don't like it, Cadet Leader. It's too quiet. So either this base is abandoned or else they're all over.
Ambush! Everyone down! Return fire!
They're everywhere!
Hold it together, Morley!
Maintain fire! Sergeant Major, what's your evaluation?
We got 30, maybe 40 Rebels ahead of us, sir. Mostly blasters, but some pre-Imperial weaponry, vibro-axes, stuff like that. I told you these Rebs can fight.
One of them's charging!
Stay back!
Watch it, sir! Nice shot, Cadet Leader.
Oh, I just killed that woman.
Sir, they're falling back.
I just killed another being.
Sir, they're retreating. Request permission to advance, sir.
Affirmative, Sergeant Major.
All right, move out. Make them eat laser.
Fall back! Fall back!
Medic to the front.
Yes, sir. Cadet Leader, are you okay?
I'm fine. Check out that woman.
The Rebel?
Check her out. Is she...
dead? Yes, sir. Nice clean shot, too. Burned a hole right through.
That'll be all, Medic.
Cadet Leader!
Sergeant Hung, report.
We've secured the chamber just inside the airlock, sir, but we paid for it. The platoon has suffered 30% casualties. Rebels have fallen back to another chamber beyond this one.
How about the wounded Rebels, sir? Give them aid or put them out of their misery.
Put them out of their misery. Why waste effort on this Rebel
Negative.
Scum?
Our people come first, the Rebels after that. Military intelligence will want to interrogate the prisoners.
Yes, sir.
So, Sergeant Major, our instructors taught us that when things go bad and we need advice, we should ask for it. What do you think? Should we pull out or press ahead?
I say we call for reinforcements, then press ahead. Rebs have got to be hurting, and I'd hate to use up even more lives breaking in all over again.
Copy that. C1 to R1, over.
R1 here, go. Over.
I need a sit rep. Any activity out there? Over.
The Rebels sent some coded comm traffic, C1. I've got a feeling they have backup on the way. Over.
Stupid cadet. You forgot this was a communications station. Grease the antenna, R1, and tell the command ship to send some reinforcements. We took 30% casualties getting into this place, and there's no end in sight. Acknowledge. Over.
Burn the link and call for backup. Got it. Hang in there, C1. Out.
All right, Sergeant Major. Enough goofing off. Move them out.
Okay, people, you heard the cadet leader. Let's finish what we started. First squad first, third squad second, second squad hold.
Sergeant Major Hong was like a machine getting those men into gear. I got the feeling none of them wanted to keep up the attack with the Rebels fighting so fiercely, but you couldn't be sure. That's the best part about those stormtrooper uniforms. They don't stop blaster bolts the way they're supposed to, but at least they hide the fear and fatigue on your face.
Rebels retreated down a tunnel beyond this chamber. Scouts report no sign of them there now, but they ambushed us once.
And they'll do it again. But we don't have much choice, do we, Sergeant Major?
Welcome to the real war, Cadet Leader.
How far you say we've come?
Odometer reads 1 kilometer. This is one long tunnel. You sure you want the men using the air supplies and their armor, sir? Readings show this tunnel is pressurized.
That's affirmative, Sergeant Major. I want everyone on life support. Don't ask why, just call it a hunch.
Hey, what?
Kaven! Everyone down! Everyone all right?
So much dust kicked up, I can't see a thing. Squad leader, sound off!
Squad 1, all accounted. Squad 2, here.
Squad 3, all here.
I like your hunches, Cadet Leader. If we weren't on life support, we'd all be choking on dust right now. What's even luckier, if that cave-in was meant as a booby trap, went off too late. All our men were past it when it fell.
And that's when I got another one of those hunches. I haven't told anybody this. I probably never will. I'd be drummed out of the Empire or kicked over to the psych labs for research or both. But I swear by all the stars that this is the truth. Right when Hong started talking, something flashed through my mind. I saw into the future. I saw that corridor filled with rebel blaster fire.
It wasn't meant to fall on us.
What?
It was supposed to fall behind us. It's a trap. Hit the dirt. Let's fall forward. Down. The rebels are firing through the holes in the walls.
How'd you know they'd be...
Never mind. There's an old crawler ahead of us. Make for that. Use it for cover. Prepare to engage.
Grenade!
Not a good place to be.
We took out a few more rebels, but by the time we reached the far end of the tunnel, it was sealed up tight by a Durasteel door. We couldn't go back. The cave-in blocked our escape. And if we went forward, no one knew what was waiting behind that door.
R1! Come in, R1. Over. No answer.
Could be the thickness of the rock interfering with the signal.
Or the rebel reinforcements drove the assault ship off, or anything. Doesn't matter. There's only one way to go now, and it's through this door.
Yes, sir. They're gonna be waiting for us, sir.
Affirmative. Set the charges.
Charges set.
Blow the thing to Dantooine, Sergeant Major, and let's take them out!
We blew the door and jumped through the hole. I think every stormtrooper in my squad expected to be cut down by rebel fire. But instead, we came up against the last thing we expected.
They're surrendering!
We've taken the base. Sergeant Major, search the prisoners for hidden weapons.
Frag that, open fire!
That's enough! Hold your fire! Hold your fire!
Sir, I count 15 rebels surrendering here. There are only 7 of us left. We're outnumbered. Standard operating procedure says execute all prisoners.
I know what the book says. I say no.
What else do you say, sir?
I say... That's when the next thing happened that I still haven't told anyone. The thing that would probably get me court-martialed if anyone knew. Sergeant Major, that rebel over there, the woman, do you recognize her?
Recognize her, sir?
I mean, from any of the pre-mission tapes, maybe in a holo video. Is she someone we're after? She looks familiar somehow.
She's just another rebel to me, sir. Never saw her before.
Bring her over here.
All right, rebel, snap to it. Cadet leader wants to see you. Move it!
Keep your filthy hands off me.
You're lucky the cadet leader's a gentleman's sweetheart. You know what'd happen if I were in charge.
But you're not, Sergeant Major. You there, who are you?
Someone who hates your guts.
Her words were angry, but there was something else. Something in her eyes. Something peaceful. Something that made a connection with me. I tried to find an excuse to keep talking. This room looks like the communication center, is it?
Great instincts, Hotshot. What tips you off, all the monitors and video screens?
Sergeant Major, activate one of those monitors. Let's see if we can contact the assault ship.
Monitors on. I read 2 ships approaching fast.
Those aren't ours.
The rebel reinforcements.
That's it, sir. Let's grease the rebs and blast our way out of here.
Negative on greasing the rebs, Sergeant Major. There's been enough killing today.
An Imperial soldier saying that?
With all due respect, sir, the rebels wasted 2/3 of your command, and will kill even more of our troops if you let them go.
The answer is no. Download any information from the base computer net, then let's find a place to hole up until our own troops arrive.
Yes, sir. Under protest, sir. Jonesy, pull the memory mods from the transmitters. Haku, set some charges. We don't have much time here.
Take cover!
They're here! Rebel reinforcements! We're ready!
Sergeant, all the squads, return fire!
Kyle, I can't believe that story.
I thought I was dead. Odom, I deserve to be dead.
Don't be ridiculous.
It's true, Odom. I risked the lives of everyone in my command. But instead, I get rescued by our reinforcements, and now I'm practically a hero. Mm. Even the Commandant of the Academy, General Mock, went on record as saying so. The official report says I went above and beyond the call of duty. I know different. And that girl, who was she? How did she get under my skin like that?
Kyle, if a pretty girl's your biggest problem, you've got nothing to worry about.
But what about that feeling I got, Odom? I can't explain it. I just knew there was an ambush. Listen, I know you're a pretty religious guy, Odom.
Now, that's none of your business, Kyle, even if you are my roommate.
I know the Empire cast a cold eye on religion.
Yeah, and I'd probably lose my ranking if the Empire ever found out I'd studied with the Bamar monks. So keep it down, will you?
Your secret's safe with me. I just need some advice about something Dad always talks about. A kind of power they used to say existed in the galaxy. Does your religion say anything about the Force?
The Force? Well, not much. They just always
Rimmer!
Used to...
Hey! Rimmer!
I know that voice.
Oh, me too. I'm slipping out the back, Kyle. I'll see you at the mess hall.
There you are, Rimmer. I thought I saw you come into the library, doing a little last-minute research, huh? It's too late to start learning your officer's code of conduct now.
What do you want, Nathan?
Oh, you're too good to talk to me now that you're a hero.
Don't call me a hero, Nathan. And don't call me a Rimmer, either. Yeah. Just because I come from the Outer Rim doesn't mean you boys from the core system.
Yeah, whatever. Listen, how's the noggin? It's really good to see you up and around again.
Thanks. My head still feels like the entire Imperial Navy's using it for target practice, but otherwise...
Hey, you head to the mess hall?
Great.
Let's eat. I am starving.
What's this about you in the mess hall, Nathan? I thought you Core World boys had your meals flown in by Mommy and Daddy.
Well, normally I wouldn't dine with the peasants, but my esteemed father, who happens to be Governor
Daldonar II of Dara IV, I know.
As I said, my esteemed father and mother are jumping in from Dara IV for the graduation ceremony, so I'm afraid I'm on my own until this afternoon. Which means it's your lucky day, Rimmer.
I think my headache's getting worse.
You know you're the talk of the academy. Mm. I've heard about 15 different versions of the story, but everyone's got the same basic line. Cadet leader Kyle Katarn, on his first mission, encountered unexpectedly heavy opposition. Rather than turn back like any average soldier would, Katarn fought his way through the corridors of a major rebel installation, killing no less than 436 insurrectionists and disabling an important communications station.
Would you just lay off?
As the rebels closed in on the beleaguered Imperial heroes with several rebel gunboats en route, Cadet leader Katarn summoned reinforcements. One of the rebel ships escaped, but the other was destroyed by Katarn's second wave, heavily armed commandos swept through the base, finding Katarn and the surviving six members of his command wounded and barricaded deep in the heart of the rebel fortress.
The surveillance equipment you installed around the academy has proved quite useful, General Mock.
Thank you, Lord Jarek. But I confess it was really meant as a deterrent against unruly cadets. I never intended to spy on individual trainees like this.
I have my reasons, General. This young man, Kyle Katarn, I have a rather unique interest in him.
May I ask what that is? I mean, considering that Kyle is one of my students.
Indeed. I had a brief but meaningful acquaintance with his father. His life was wasted. Perhaps the boy will be different. I'd like to meet him.
It shall be as you say.
So then, the reinforcements arrive. Special Ops commandos blasting their way into the rebel base where they find this barricade set up by our troops. One of the commandos jumps into a pile of bodies, pokes his head over the barricade, and sees the last few stormtroopers huddled back there. "Where's your cadet leader?" the Special Ops guy asks, and the trooper answers, "You're standing on him."
Thanks, Nathan. I feel much better now.
Don't take it bad. Rimmer, it's just the story is so much better when I tell it.
Hey, he's right, Kyle.
Thanks a lot, Odom. You're my roommate. You're supposed to be on my side.
Oh, what can I tell you? 4 years of living with your bad jokes, it's good to hear a funny story once in a while. Oh, hey, speaking of stories, how much did you exaggerate the story to your father?
Yeah.
Now, what did he say when he heard you were a real-life hero?
Yeah, let's hear this.
I haven't told him yet.
Told him? Oh, man, the first thing I did after my senior mission was get my old man on the comnet and brag till I was blue in the face.
Yeah, and all you did was roust a bunch of Minox out of an abandoned warehouse.
I'll tell him. It's just that my father doesn't go in much for war stories.
Not even stories about blasting rebels? Well, what is he, a rebel sympathizer?
No. In fact, he even wanted me to come to the academy. It's just that he wanted me to get an education, not to become a warrior. Oh. He just values life, that's all. Doesn't like to see anyone get killed.
All senior cadets report to the parade grounds. Graduation ceremonies begin in 1 hour.
This is it, boys! Freedom is 0 minus 60 minutes and counting!
Cadets of the Imperial Training Academy, this is your hour. This is your moment. But you should not think of it as your moment simply to bask in the glory of your recent achievements. This is your hour to prove yourself. The Emperor spent more than 500,000 credits to feed, house, and educate each one of you over the past 4 years. Not because he thought it would be the nice thing to do, or because he likes military parades, but to defend the Empire. An empire that is being attacked from within. And that's your job, to find the rot, cut it out, and restore order.
She wasn't rot. That girl, I don't know what she was, but it wasn't evil. It couldn't be evil.
Shh, quiet, Kyle, or you'll get us in trouble.
The consistency that flows from a single well-conceived plan. The best plan, the right plan, the Emperor's plan. Thank you, and congratulations on your accomplishments. And now for the awarding of special medals of valor and merit. Would the following cadets please step forward? Rand Nalik.
Well, this is it, Kyle. Countdown 0, -2 or 3 minutes, and we are officially officers in the Emperor's Navy.
Dana Corey.
And I can't wait. Standing out in the sun in our dress uniforms, it's hotter than Niklon.
Yeah, I'm sweating right through my shirt.
Chad Londo.
Hey, Mech, who's that guy standing next to General Mock?
What, who? The blind guy there? Dressed in black with that strip of cloth across his eyes?
That's him.
Boy, I don't know. But from the looks of it, I'd have
Kyle
to say...
Katar.
Hey, that's you!
What?
You're getting a medal! Go on, get up there!
What's this all about? I don't deserve this. I mean, I guess I should be happy, but... Oh, that man up there with the general makes my blood run cold.
In recognition for his valor and bravery in the face of the enemy, the Emperor hereby presents Second Lieutenant Kyle Katarn with the Medal of Valor, as well as the Empire's heartfelt gratitude. Well done, Lieutenant.
Thank you, sir.
I, too, wish to offer my congratulations, Lieutenant Katarn.
Thank you, sir.
Jarek. Lord Jarek.
Thank you, Lord Jarek.
You have accomplished a great deal for once so young. Recognition is sweet, is it not? However, remember that recognition is a gift given by those who have power to those who do not. This is but the first step, my young friend. Climb the ladder swiftly. Join those who possess power and claim what is yours. I will be waiting. In the meantime, wear this medal as a reminder of our meeting.
What's happening to me? Jarek touched me, and it's like energy is surging through me. Not from him, but from inside me. I suddenly feel everything, like I'm in touch with everything. Oh, I can hear my own heartbeat, the ticking of someone's watch. Oh, a woman laughing, but not in here. She's laughing a kilometer away. I feel like I'm connected to everything. There's a candy wrapper blowing across the plaza. General Mock is hoping the ceremony will end soon. He wants to get back to his mistress. How do I know that?
Kyle. Kyle.
What's that voice?
Kyle?
Kyle Katarn?
Yes?
You may step down now.
Yes, of course.
And
thank
now,
you, sir.
It is my honor to welcome into the Emperor's elite the latest class of Imperial officers.
Hey, Kyle, you okay?
Oh, I think so. I don't know. Something weird happened up there. I can't explain it.
Yeah, you zoned out, and you missed the best part of the whole celebration.
What's that?
That blowhard Nathan Donar just passed out from the heat. So much for the official ceremonies, Kyle. Time to go blope face, assuming you're willing to consort with peasants, what with your medal and all.
Meg, please.
Hey, who was that guy in black, anyway? A snappy dresser he ain't.
Beats me. Called himself Jarek, for whatever that's worth. Some kind of government official, I think.
Well, whatever. Listen, my parents invited you to dinner. Something about meeting a hero. As though my assault on a deserted weapons factory had no value whatsoever. The nerve of these people!
Got the static, Mech. Your parents don't want me, they want you. As well they should.
I'll take a rain check.
Oh, negatory on that, oh decorated one. Ugh. Just because my parents come from the core worlds, don't lump them in with these other high-orbit types. We don't look down on Rimmers the way Nathan Donar does. So, are you coming peaceably, or shall I drag you?
Will your sister be there?
Oh, be careful what you wish for, Katarn. You might just get it.
In that case, it's a deal. But let me step into our room. I gotta change. This starched shirt is stiffer than a Gundart's neck.
I don't believe this.
He flew each one to Atlantis, gave a kiss around the lips.
Looks like the boys have been to the bistro already. Hey, you guys, get out of here. Give me some peace and quiet, will you?
See you guys.
Very funny.
Yeah, they better not let the Commandant catch them singing that song, or they'll be pulling maintenance duty on Sir Carpus IV. Let's go already. We're late for dinner.
I'm hurrying. Just let me change my shirt.
Oh, hey, Kai, you've got a message. The incoming mail icon on your computer is blinking.
Probably just a generic congratulations message from the Commandant.
Nope, nothing on my computer. Looks like you got a special delivery.
Well, go ahead and punch it up for me, Mac.
Okay, let's see. Oh.
What's it say?
Oh, no. You'd better read this for yourself.
Why? What's going on? Get out of the way, Mac. How bad could it be? Let's see. To Second Lieutenant Kyle Katarn from Command Sector, blah, blah, blah. We regret to inform you that your father, Morgan Katarn, was killed during a rebel raid. No further information is available at this time.
Kyle.
If this is someone's idea of a joke...
I don't think it's a joke, Kyle. There's the official seal and everything. Kyle, I'm so sorry.
Dead? Killed by rebels?
Look, Kyle, you know I don't flaunt my religion around here for obvious reasons, but at times like this, we can take some comfort in knowing that there is a grand scheme
No offense, Mac, but please, spare me your religious cliches. I've just... My father... Mac... Back on that rebel base, I wasn't a hero. In fact, I could have greased more rebels. Instead, I let them go. Now I find out that rebels murdered my father. You know how that makes me feel? I save them, they kill my father. I wish I'd wipe them all out. And if I get the chance again, I will. I swear I will.
You won't.
Jan, it's the chance of a lifetime.
No way, Roscoe. You think after what happened back on that asteroid, I can go on a cruise ship? I want to get back in the trenches. I need to strike back at the Imperial goons that killed my team.
All the more reason to cool your engines, Jan. And these orders came right from the top. Look, every being in the Rebellion has a personal score to settle with the Empire. I'd love to get my hands on the imps that raided the station. I lost people on that asteroid, too. We just have to pick the right time, and now isn't it?
But it is the right time to take a vacation on a space cruiser.
Not a vacation, a recruiting trip. You never know what you'll find on these star cruises.
Good evening, sir, and welcome to the cruise ship Star of Empire. My name is ND4, and I'm one of the many service droids whose job it is to make your cruise a comfortable one. May I take your bag?
Sure, I've just got the one
Thank
here.
Thank you. And may I see your data ticket?
Sure, it's right...
Thank you. Ah, very well. So nice to have you aboard, Lieutenant Katarn. Is this your first time on a Star Cruiser?
Yeah, I just graduated from the Academy, and I've got some time before my first tour of duty, so I thought I'd celebrate with a little vacation.
Yes, sir. We encourage all our Imperial officers to take a nice long vacation. Your cabin is located on the Starlight Deck. Right this way, please.
Starlight deck, huh? That sounds promising. I take it that means my room has a viewport out into space?
Well, no, sir. It is, however, located in the very center of the ship's activities.
Near the game rooms?
No, sir. The sublight engines. Right this way. Most of the elevators stop on all 40 decks, sir. Although some decks are restricted to ship's personnel only.
It's a big ship.
More than 2 kilometers long. And equipped to carry 5,000 passengers, sir. Owned and operated by the Hajj family.
The Hajj family? Yeah, they're an interesting bunch. They give discount rates to Imperial officers like me, but I also hear they share coordinates with the Rebellion.
Share coordinates, sir? I'm afraid I'm not familiar with the term in context.
I mean, they're close to.
Ah, A metaphor. As in league with or connected to. Mm-hmm. Excellent, sir. One must keep on one's toes when dealing with as many species as I see in a day.
Anyway, is it true about the Hajj family? Because I'm not sure I can ride on a ship owned by people with rebel sympathies.
I couldn't say, sir. My programming doesn't take me much farther than the elevators, I'm afraid. This is the Starlight deck, sir. And your cabin is right here. Oh, how convenient. Inside, you'll find everything you need right at your fingertips.
That's because I can stand in the middle of the room and touch all four walls. This cabin is tiny.
Yes, sir. Enjoy your stay.
Thanks. Well, there's no way I'm going to spend much time in here. Let's see what's happening on this heap. Clubs? Restaurants? Sabacc lounges? Exercise room? Everything costs too much for a lowly lieutenant's salary. Isn't anything free around here? Oh, here we go. Observation deck. That sounds nice. I'll enjoy a nice, quiet view of the planet before the ship launches. Excuse me. Sorry. I guess. Excuse me. Everyone else had the same idea. Oh! Pardon me.
That's quite all right.
I didn't even see you and your droid there. It's kind of crowded up here.
Hmm.
I'd swear people are bumping into me on purpose.
Well, forgive me for saying so, but it's the uniform.
What do you mean? This is a brand new officer's uniform.
Exactly. May I assume you're a recent graduate of the Academy?
As a matter of fact, I did.
Then you haven't spent much time out in the real galaxy. No offense, but you're going to find that that uniform earns you more sneers than salutes out here.
What you're saying could be treason.
Treason? No, not me. I'm just a businessman telling you the way of the galaxy. If you don't want to get bruised, you might look for another place to lounge. The observation deck's always a popular spot. Now, personally, I prefer the Sabacc tables. Unfortunately, they don't open until the ship launches. So I suppose I'll just have to enjoy the scenery until then.
That is a pretty spectacular view of the planet.
Perhaps, but I was referring to those two stunning creatures at that table over there. Do you think they're sisters?
Probably, since they both bear a striking resemblance to the crate dragon glaring back at you.
Well, there's nothing like an overprotective mother to ruin a cruise. Well, I think I'll freshen up before the real fun begins. Come on, Foofy.
Rimmer!
Oh, don't tell me.
Hey, Rimmer! How are you, old boy? They'll let anybody on a star cruiser these days, won't they?
Hello, Nathan. Last time I saw you, you had just passed out during the graduation ceremony, and you were drowning your shame in Norvanian grog.
Uh-huh.
How's the hangover?
Oh, it's long gone, old Rimmer. It's long gone. But all right already. Enough rubbernecking. It's time to meet my father. In fact, how about lunch? As you can see from his three chins, the old man's rather fond of a good feed, and we can latch on.
Are you kidding? Why in the world would a core world snob like you invite me to
lunch? Father! Here he is. This is the war hero I served with.
Oh, I see.
Come on over and meet my best friend.
How was that runyup stew, Kyle?
Excellent, Governor Donar. Thanks again for lunch.
Oh, think nothing of it, my boy. Nothing but the best for one of Nathan's proteges.
Right.
Oh, try some of these candied insects. They're a favorite among the Kubas. The Star of Empire keeps a few cases of them on board just for me.
Really? You must travel quite often.
Well, my duties as governor of the Dera IV system do keep me busy, but one must find time for the pleasures in life. Don't you agree, Nathan?
Oh, yes, sir.
So, Kyle, exactly why does Nathan call you a war hero?
Decorated war hero, Father.
Decorated, you say?
Uh-huh.
When? Why?
During the graduation ceremony for valor on a rebel-held asteroid.
Of course, of course. Here, have some more wine, my boy. How silly of me to forget. Congratulations, son. A Medal of Valor is something to be proud of. Indeed. Katarn. I'm afraid I'm not familiar with the name. What line of business is your family in?
My father is a craftsman and a farmer, sir.
Craftsman, I see.
At least he was. He died recently, murdered by rebels.
Rebels, you say? Blaster their miserable hides. A pox on every single one of them.
Your voice carries, Father. Remember where we are.
I don't care where we are. I've said it before and I'll say it again. The only good rebel is a dead rebel. You mark my words, son.
The Emperor has something in store for this so-called alliance, and your father will be avenged.
Thank you, sir. You speak as if you know something specific.
Oh, I do, my boy. I do. Unfortunately, I can't share official secrets, even to a brave young officer in the Emperor's Navy.
Pardon me. Pardon me.
Please excuse me. Governor Donar?
Indeed.
My name is Lando Calrissian.
Ah, well, greetings, Citizen Calrissian. Oh, excuse me, this is my son Nathan and his friend Kyle Katarn.
We've met on the observation deck.
Indeed we did. Well, how odd to run into someone again so soon on a ship this big. Governor, now I hear that you know your way around a sabacc table, and I hoped you might honor a small game I'm organizing.
Sabacc?
Hmm.
I have been known to dabble.
Dabble? Governor, I think you were holding out on us.
Well, Carissian, I confess I have my share of luck.
Well, I wish you'd send some of it this way, Governor.
What's the matter? Had enough, Carissian? Or shall we go for one more round?
Well, if you insist, Governor, deal the cards.
Uh-oh. Why do you sound so cautious, Kyle? My father's won the last three rounds.
Can't you see that gambler's just setting him up?
Now, what makes you say that?
I don't know. Just a feeling. That Calrissian knows his way around a sabacc deck. I guarantee you he's got something up.
Kyle? Dear Aforta, Kyle.
What's wrong?
That girl.
What girl?
That one wearing the green tunic. I think I recognize her.
Kyle?
Be right back.
Kyle!
Excuse me. Pardon me. I think I saw her go down that hallway. If I could just get through this crowd. Excuse me.
Pardon me.
Oh, what's that smell?
That would be me. As you see, I am a Rhodian, and it seems humans find our scent to be, shall we say, unappetizing. I've tried to hide it with this cologne, but...
Stick with the body odor, friend. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm trying to find someone.
Of course, officer. Most interesting.
I'm sure she came this way. Now, where? There, down that corridor. I'm sure it's the rebel from the asteroid. I've got to catch her. I need to talk to her. What am I saying? I need to arrest her. She's one of them, and they killed my father. Oh, an intersection. Which way could she... Oh, excuse me.
Yes, officer?
Did you see a young woman come by here, about 5'3", dark hair, and a green tunic?
Why, yes, officer. She went down that hallway to your left.
Thanks. Oh, wait! Hold that elevator! Wait! Oh, blast it! She must have gone in this elevator. There are only two decks below this one, and according to the diagram, the second one is off limits to passengers. Maybe I can still catch her if there's a maintenance shaft with a ladder. A quick slide will get me down as fast as an elevator. Here goes. Whoa!
Careful now. There's no way to slide down a ladder. What if you fell and broke your neck? What would the Emperor do then?
Roscoe, that's enough. The passageway is clear. Bring him out of the maintenance tube.
Don't struggle. There's no way you're gonna break this chokehold, and if you put up a fight, I'll snap your head right off. Understood?
Roscoe, bring him over here.
Come on, Roscoe. Waller's got the storage doors open. Bring him into this cargo bay.
In you go, boy.
Thanks for the shop. Let me return the favor!
You call those punches? What do they teach you, officer types in the Empire?
To fight dirty.
Oh, I'm gonna enjoy pulping you.
Hold it right there, officer. Don't try anything else. Now it's 3-on-1 in here, and Waller's got a holdout blaster that'll burn a nice hole in your pretty new uniform.
Yeah.
You keep still, Roscoe. You asked for that one, and you learned something in the bargain. The lieutenant may not look like much, but he took our asteroid station.
All the more reason to kill him.
No.
You've had a change of heart. A while ago, you were the one all hot to kill Imperials. Now we've got a chance. I say we dump him down a garbage chute and go get lunch.
No, you also said we had to pick the right time. I don't think this is it. I was on that asteroid. This Imperial could have killed us. He should have killed us, but didn't. That took guts.
So where does that leave us?
Well, that's up to him, Waller. What do you say, Imperial? You gave me my life, I'll give you yours.
I'll take it.
Store the hardware, Waller.
Why should we trust him? The fact that he's not completely heartless doesn't mean he's one of the good guys.
Enough, Waller. I'm Jan Ors.
Kyle Katarn.
Glad to meet you, Kyle. Now, do I have your word? No funny business so long as we're aboard this ship?
Considering that your friend's finger is itching to pull that trigger, I'd say it's the best deal I can make. So yeah, we've got a deal.
And what's his word worth? A Hutt's breakfast?
This is my show, Roscoe. Waller.
Affirmative.
Now, Kyle, why were you following me?
You people are pretty impressive. You set this trap on the fly, didn't you? Totally improvised.
Improvisation is what we do best. Now, why?
I can't say exactly. I guess I wanted to talk to you, to learn more about what happened. You probably won't believe me, but most of the troopers who died on that asteroid were good men.
A lot of good people died that day, Kyle. That's how war is. I mean, you chose to be a soldier. What did you expect?
Yeah, well, what about my father? He was a craftsman, not a soldier. And the rebels killed him anyway. Explain that.
Killed by... what planet?
A moon called Sullen. It orbits the planet Sullust.
And your father's name?
Morgan Katarn.
Hey, Jan, do you think he's...
Kyle, where did you get the idea that your father died at the hands of the Alliance?
I got a message from the Commandant of the Academy.
Some of the old-timers always say the Force moves in mysterious ways. Come on, I've got someone you should meet.
Jan, no!
This is a mistake!
He's got a right to know the truth! Now, that's what this rebellion is about, or it's not about anything. Come on, let's get to my cabin.
So, how'd you swing a cabin up here on the luxury decks?
Let's just say some of the crew members are sympathetic to the cause. There.
Nice place.
AC, come on out. I want to introduce someone.
Yes, Jan. What can I... I am a bomb. Unauthorized access, manipulation, or interference with me or my programming, data storage modules, or other systems will result in the detonation of 4.2 kilos of Plytex 9 explosive.
Hey, what's with this?
I have identified a Class 3 threat, and in accordance with my programming, I'm taking appropriate action. Detonation sequence activated. Countdown initiated. 10, 9,
we've got to
eight,
get out of here!
Override code Alpha six, Bravo Zeta 196. Execute.
Override authenticated. Detonation sequence terminated.
Glad to hear it.
As I am, sir. I have no desire to blow myself up unnecessarily.
Sorry about that. You triggered his destruct program. It was the uniform combined with the fact that AC is something of an orphan. The reason for that will become apparent in a moment. But first, when they sent your team to that asteroid, did they say why?
No, not exactly. They said the objective was to take out a communications relay station. I didn't think I needed to know anymore.
It was more than just a relay station. The truth about the Emperor and his many atrocities is one of the most potent weapons the Alliance has. Once aware of it, neutral parties become more sympathetic. New alliances are formed and support is solidified. But the Emperor controls galaxy-wide communications, and the vast distances between planets makes it difficult to spread the word.
You're talking treason.
Please hear me out. In order to get proof to neutral planets, the Alliance has reporters, beings who roam from planet to planet, often within Imperial-controlled space, collecting stories for dissemination to those willing to see and hear. Many of these reporters have companions, like AC here, who are equipped to capture, store, and edit whatever they witness. Once the stories have been prepared, they're broadcast throughout the Empire by communication stations, like the one on the asteroid you invaded.
So, we stopped you from broadcasting anti-Imperial propaganda. Why should I care?
Kyle, AC here was partnered with a woman named Candace Ondi. She died on Sullen, covering the story you're about to see. AC, show Lieutenant Katarn the battle for the Sullen GTAP.
Affirmative.
You recognize the place in this hollow projection?
Sure. I grew up not far from there. Mm-hmm. Those are the mountains near the geothermal tap that my father and the other colonists on Sullen used to get power. I also see it's being attacked.
Mm-hmm. By who?
It looks like pirates. They're dressed in ragtag outfits, and I see a few rebel insignias.
Keep watching.
That Imperial walker. Someone's painted a rebel insignia on it. But that's not very likely. If the rebels ever did manage to capture one of those weapons, I doubt they'd put it to such casual use.
Exactly. Anything else?
Yes. The way those so-called rebel troops are moving in on the defenders. Standard Imperial formation. Those are stormtroopers dressed up to look like rebels.
Correct. Keep watching. It gets worse.
This is Morgan Katarn, leader of the rebels on Sullen, the only moon of Sullen. I don't have much time left, but with luck, this protocol droid will escape the battle can spread the images of this blood path to every planet in the galaxy. To make sure everyone knows our story, I'm recording exactly what happened.
My father? A rebel? Well, I always suspected he felt some sympathy, but I never knew. He never told me.
A lot of us keep secrets from our loved ones, Kyle.
He even let me go to the Imperial Academy. He wanted me to get an education. Did you know him?
I knew of him.
What happened to him?
I don't think you should watch, Kyle. It's not pretty.
Show me.
After he recorded his message, Morgan fought off the Imperials while AC made his escape. He knew the droid had to survive so that he could prove who really destroyed the Sullen colony. It took AC hours to reach the spaceport. By that time, the Imperials had gotten there ahead of him. AC took these holo video shots of the spaceport.
I recognize it. But what's that stuff on the wall? There never used to be decorations in the spaceport.
AC's about to zoom in, Kyle. I'm warning you, it's not...
Oh, by all the stars! Those are heads! They've covered the wall in decapitated heads! And that's my... No! No!
You watched the recording?
Yes, Roscoe.
It's a tough way for anyone to learn the truth.
Yeah.
Hey, what's this on the floor?
It's his Medal of Valor. He tore it off.
What do you think it means?
I think it means a rebel was born today.